the bread of life. Next day, the people who had stayed on the other side realized that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples. Rather, the disciples had gone away alone. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him. They then said, "Show us miraculous signs, that we may see and believe you. What sign do you perform?" "Our ancestors ate manna in the desert. As Scripture says, they were given bread from heaven to eat." Jesus then said to them, "Truly I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. The bread God gives is the one who comes from heaven and gives life to the world." And they said to him, "Give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall never be hungry, and whoever believes in me shall never be thirsty. But here you have the bread which comes from heaven, so that you may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which has come from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. The bread I shall give is my flesh, and I will give it for the life of the world. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood live with eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. My flesh is really food, and my blood is drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood live in me, and I in them." After this, many disciples withdrew and no longer followed him. Jesus asked the 12, "Will you also go away?" Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We now believe and know that you are the Holy One of God."